T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Measurable snowfall in Wichita. We've got the story.
President Trump will tour storm damage in Florida today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Images were flying on Facebook and social media last night when snow began falling in Wichita, and it's been quite some time since it's happened this early in the season. Our complete forecast for the week coming up.
It's the earliest recorded measurable snowfall in Wichita history. The National Weather Service reports 0.7 inches near Eisenhower Airport this morning. As much as 2 inches is reported at several locations around South Central Kansas, with the heavier snow in the west and northwest parts of the state. Nearly 5 inches of snow reported at St. Francis in the northwest corner of Kansas.
Florida Governor Rick Scott speaking to reporters following his survey of the damage caused by Hurricane Michael.
We hit 4 different places today. So we hit Mexico Beach, we hit Panama City, we hit Bristol, and we hit Blountstown. And clearly the damage in the northern part of the state is different than damage down the coast.
Governor Scott directing the Florida National Guard to authorize the activation of up to 4,000 soldiers and airmen to assist with response efforts. President Trump will tour storm damage in Florida today.
Police are investigating after finding a man who was assaulted in North Wichita.
The victim, a male in his 40s, was found unresponsive in the parking lot of an abandoned restaurant in the 1500 block of North Broadway just before 11 a.m. Saturday. Investigators say the man sustained critical injuries to his face and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. It is unknown what caused the man's injuries. Police are continuing to investigate the incident and are asking the public to call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111 if they have any information. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump says he'll wait and see what more is learned about the disappearance of a Saudi journalist. But lawmakers say a multi-billion-dollar arms deal should be reconsidered.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says even as the Saudis deny any knowledge of harm against journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a $100 billion arms deal is a significant bargaining chip to get at the truth.
It gives you leverage over them because they need replacement parts, they need the training.
But Rubio warned on CBS Face the Nation, if it's found that the Saudis detained or even killed Khashoggi.
In Congress right now, there is no pro-Saudi element that's going to stick with our relationship with Saudi Arabia as it's currently structured.
A vote on Capitol Hill is being considered to stop the arms deal from happening in light of possible Saudi involvement. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A fifth grade teacher from suburban Topeka has been honored with the nation's first Milken Educator Award for the 2018-19 year.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Linda Dishman, who teaches at Barrington Elementary, was surprised with the honor on Friday. The award is given to only a few dozen teachers across the country and comes with a prize of $25,000. Awarded teachers can use the cash prize however they choose. Milken Family Foundation co-founder Lowell Milken made the announcement in person Friday, saying Dishman mentors other teachers, is involved with her community, and a strong instructional leader who helps her students achieve powerful growth. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Exciting game last night for the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll have some highlights from that thriller coming up in sports.
Company looking to hire 250 workers in Wichita. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Fanuel, a Virginia-based company that plans to bring hundreds of jobs to downtown Wichita, is looking to hire 250 workers in the next few weeks.
The company says it will interview customer care representatives on Tuesday for a call center. Fanuel will train employees who must have a minimum of a high school diploma or GED. The Wichita Eagle reports the hiring rush is prompted by an annual enrollment period for health insurance. Most of the positions will work with people enrolling in health insurance plans. Jay Hinckley, senior director of the company's Wichita sites, says with the new hires, the company will have 600 employees in Wichita. Union Station in downtown Wichita is being renovated to accommodate up to 700 Faneuil employees. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A Texas girl will likely be removed from life support today after a judge denied her family's request to extend a temporary court order keeping her alive.
9-year-old Peyton Summons was declared brain dead by doctors at Cook Children's Medical Center in North Texas after suffering a heart attack last month. Her family had been granted a 2-week temporary restraining order against the hospital to keep her on life support as they sought a second independent opinion. The judge last week declined the family's request to extend the deadline, the family arguing their daughter still has a heartbeat and that there's hope as they continue to explore more legal options. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's open enrollment season for Medicare.
Turning 65 comes with at least one benefit. You can enroll in Medicare. Open enrollment starts today and continues through December 7th. If you're already enrolled in Medicare, you can make changes to your coverage. There are 58 Medicare Advantage plans available in 2019 and 26 Medicare prescription plans. You can find out more from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services online at cms.gov. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And as we take a look at traffic here on this Monday morning commute, of course, we did have some snow overnight. A little bit of snow, less than an inch. But traffic running smoothly on the streets of Wichita here on this Monday morning. A little bit of slow moving out at the West Construction, West Kellogg and I-235. Traffic update, KNSS with Steve and Ted.
Seems to me like snow usually holds off at least until Halloween, sometimes until after Thanksgiving, but it got here early.
A little bit.
A KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
You know what? Good morning, Steve. And despite, you know, the snow obviously not holding off, and typically it's usually around the middle of November, so you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's usually between Thanksgiving and Halloween when we usually see that first snow. But, you know, Ted was just talking about traffic. I'm just glad to hear that everything's running smoothly out there. Roads, of course, still wet, damp after we got the rain before it changed over to that sleet and snow. Yeah. So with temperatures right around freezing, glad to hear that everything is still okay. But I think everybody should still just be cautious out there. Well, you know, maybe seeing a couple of isolated slick spots.
Yeah, but, you know, this morning when I went to the car, my car is outdoors, so there was some snow on the windshield, but it was the kind that you hit the wipers and it just took it right off. So it was kind of a warm, dry, wet, or a warm, wet snow that not freezing or anything. So that's
good. And you know what? Usually when we see that, when the snow is a little bit more wet, that means temperatures aren't necessarily cold enough to give us that dry snow. You know, it would have been different if we had those temperatures in the 20s and dew points even lower than that, where there's not a whole lot of moisture in the air. But unfortunately, didn't get the dry snow, but so we were kind of just stuck with the wet stuff. And then today, we don't have to worry about any of that falling out of the sky. We're actually going to see our sky conditions improve as we go through the rest of the day. Mainly cloudy right now, but eventually turning partly cloudy to mostly sunny. High of 48, and we're in the 30s right now, so we're going to need the coats all day. North wind at 8 to 18, making it feel a little bit colder out there, making the wind chill effect or feeling more like low to middle 40s. And then mainly clear to partly cloudy tonight. So skies clearing out even more during the overnight. We've already got another freeze warning in effect for the area tonight through early tomorrow morning, with temperatures dropping just below freezing, low of 31. And then tomorrow during the day, mostly sunny to partly cloudy again, but a big difference in our temperatures. I think it's going to be a difference that everybody will notice, jumping up to 62 degrees with a southwest to northwest wind at 5 to 15. Right now we're sitting at 32, which actually breaks the old record low of 33 set back in 1974. Partly cloudy skies with a north wind at 12 miles per hour. A little bit of a breeze out there, making it feel more like 23 degrees. Definitely feeling like winter out there. Visibility at 10 miles, though. And also another record that we broke yesterday, Wichita snowfall, earliest measurable snowfall on record now since yesterday. And before, I'm trying to remember the old record, it was set back in 1996, mm-hmm, October 14th. So we broke that record, too.
You know, the takeaway I've got on this is I got to get out there and get my garden hoses unhooked from front and back of my house.
Yeah. Do that. Otherwise, please do that tonight.
If you ever had them freeze up on you, it's a good plumber's fee to come out and get it all fixed up, you know.
Yeah, definitely another reminder to get that done, too.
All right, thanks, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast today with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Yeah, yesterday's high temperature was 53. Normal high is 70. Now, in the morning, in Riverside, just had this rainfall. It came straight down, and it was heavy for a while. And then after that, late last night into this morning, snowfall. Now, what do we need now, Ted? Maybe some 95-degree, 100-degree temperatures, and we'll have everything in one day. But yeah, that's the weather picture. Kind of strange for this time of year, an early snowfall. Today is October 15th, 2018. It was on this date in 1976, the first debate of its kind between vice presidential nominees, Democrat Walter F. Mondale and Republican Bob Dole, faced off in Houston. Bob Dole involved in the first vice presidential debate. There's a gentleman from Russell, Kansas, Bob Dole. Most of you know his story. He did run for president, didn't get elected, but I think he was presidential timber. I always have felt like that. I mean, he's had a very sharp wit, pretty good sense of humor about himself and about instances. You know, if you go to Italy in World War II as a young guy out of Western Kansas, and you go to Italy and a machine gun bullet takes most of your left arm, it'll make you a humble person. And I always, every time I interviewed Mr. Dole, he was all business, but he was a genuine person. And we still have him, thank goodness, but it was on this date in 76. That was quite a year, Ted, 1976, a lot going on. The Royals were hot up in Kansas City, and I think didn't the Republicans have their convention in Kansas City? I believe they did in 1976. Of course, the centennial year, or is it the bicentennial? The bicentennial, 1976. All right, it's 7:16, an interesting weekend. Shelley and I didn't venture out much yesterday, but it's time for us to talk with, who have we got, Ted?
Crime Stoppers update.
Oh, gosh, I almost forgot about Detective Humbles. He's probably saying, what is he talking about? It's time for our Crime Stoppers update with Wichita Police Detective Wendy Hummel. Good morning, Wendy, and yeah, I'm sure you've got a case for us to try to solve with you today. What do you got?
Good morning. This morning we're featuring a burglary that happened back on October 1st, happened about a little bit after 4:30 in the morning. Two suspects who had masks on, their faces are covered. They forced entry into the front door of a business called TNT Discount Cigarettes. It's at 3400 West Douglas. And they took an ATM machine from inside, and then they loaded it into a box U-Haul van that they had pulled up in. So we've got some pictures on the website that will be posted, and then, of course, on Facebook, if people want to take a look and see if anything looks familiar or if anyone knows anything, we'd really like to hear from you.
I would think an ATM machine would be something that a person would not easily hide from others. Somebody may have seen that in somebody's garage or somewhere.
Sure. We're hoping for anything to help us solve this one.
Good. What do those things weigh? Probably, I don't know, they're pretty heavy, aren't they?
Well, enough to where you need two people, and it's big enough to where you need a pretty large-sized vehicle to transport it. So.
Okay. So you've got some pretty good video, you think, on them, or good pictures?
Yeah, we've got pictures. I mean, you can't see the suspect's faces, but you can see them inside the business, and then you can see the video is shooting from the inside of the business, but you can see outside the window, and you can see the U-Haul vehicle. Yeah, I mean, it's all U-Haul vehicles are very similar, so it may not be that helpful, but more about looking at the suspects and seeing if anything looks familiar about them.
And that's on your web page, your website, right?
And on Facebook, yes.
And on Facebook, all right. Thank you. We hope we get something done on that. Thank you, Wendy. It's 718. Don't forget the Crime Stopper phone number, as always, 267-2111. Everything's anonymous. You can, nobody needs to know who you are. You up to usually about $2,500 is the top prize if your tip leads to an arrest in a crime. So, Crime Stoppers update with Detective Wendy Hummel every Monday morning here with Steve and Ted. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted, and it's sports time with Ted Woodward as the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots. You know, everybody knew it was going to be a great game, and it turned out to be a great game, right, Ted?
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
Very high scoring, of course, as the teams combined to put 83 points up on the scoreboard. The Chiefs fell in a couple of areas last night, though. In the first half, Kansas City was a little shaky, had to settle for some field goals instead of touchdowns. That would end up costing the Chiefs. They had a huge second half. Pat Mahomes had four touchdown passes after halftime, but the Chiefs' defense could not keep the Patriots in check. New England kept scoring against Kansas City, and it was kind of one of those back-and-forth in the fourth quarter type games with both teams just ping-ponging it back and forth. Of course, Mitch Holtis, Kendall Gammon, you had the call of the game. It was right here last night on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Brady, pump faking. He's going to be getting away from the pressure flag. It's called in the end zone. Brady runs for an end zone touchdown, diving for a TD. The flag is thrown in the end zone, holding on Kansas City. Tom Brady with a rushing touchdown. Well, he's done this before. In fact, it's 19th rushing touchdown of his 17-year career.
Certainly unfortunate.
Chiefs could not stop the Patriots. New England ended up kicking a field goal on the final play of the game to beat the Chiefs. 43-40 ended up being the final score.
Wow.
As the Chiefs defense never could get that stop. Offense certainly put up 40 points. You'd think you'd win most of the games when you score 40, but not when you give up 43. Anyway, another the first loss ever as a starter for the Chiefs' young quarterback, Pat Mahomes, but he certainly was right on target in the second half.
Be able to go against the best. I mean, you want to compete against them every single day, and we got down, put ourselves in a huge hole, and I'm just proud of my team on how we fought to get back in the game. And we had the lead at one point, and then we ended up not coming out with the win, but just that fight, I mean, it's something you can carry on and to the rest of this season.
Mahomes ended up 23 of 36 passing, 352 yards. Three of his four touchdown passes went to Tyreek Hill yesterday. Here's a Chiefs tight end, Travis Kelce.
Pat's a very creative guy, so his understanding of the game is a little bit different than everyone else's. So he sees things kind of develop a little bit different and sees things that could possibly happen that right now everything is showing true. Everything that he's creating back there is ending up well for him.
Chiefs lose their first game of the year, now 5-1. As the Rams are now the only unbeaten team in the league. But
okay.
Chiefs are still up at the top of the AFC.
Yeah.
The top of the conference standings. But the Chiefs take their first loss of the season at 5-1. But offense played well. Defense still has some work to do. We'll talk Shocker Volleyball tonight. It's the weekly WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening. Join the voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, along with Coach Lamb, broadcasting live tonight out at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. Listen right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We've got Major League Baseball playoffs tonight in the National League for the pennant. It's Game 3 of the best of 7 between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Game 3 tonight out in Dodger Stadium. Series tied at one game apiece. We'll start first pitch about 6:40 this evening. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Yesterday morning on the streets of Wichita and on a pouring rain, pretty much, it was the annual Wichita Prairie Fire Marathon. And your winner was Benjamin Kopecki from St. Louis, 2 hours and 26 minutes. Women's winner from Minnesota, Jamie O'Hara, at 3 hours and 14 minutes. The annual Wichita Prairie Fire Marathon, sometimes it's run on a beautiful autumnal morning. Not so yesterday. It was
a little
raining.
Wet.
It was raining during cold rain during most of that marathon yesterday here in Wichita, but you got to deal with the conditions. And NASCAR racing yesterday in Talladega in the chase for the Cup, the Cup Series playoffs. Eric Almirola, the winner yesterday. Kansas native Clint Bowyer coming in at runner-up in second place. Bowyer moves up three spots, now in sixth place in the overall NASCAR standings with only 5 races left in the season. And, of course, next week's race coming up this coming weekend, will be in Kansas at the Kansas Speedway in NASCAR racing action. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Trump, the economy, and polling numbers. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.